The five black women kicked off the course at the Grandview Golf Club in York, Pennsylvania last weekend are not sure what happens now. Backing up the women, all middle-aged professionals, members of the club, and a broader organization for black female golfers called Sisters of the Fairway, were on the second hole when the owner's father, Steve Cronister, told them they were playing too slow and offered them a refund to leave. Shaken, they skipped a hole. By the time they got to the 10th, they were confronted again by Steve Cronister and his son, club owner Jordan, and several other white men. They were told to leave. Sandra Thompson, the lawyer, began recording.
It's 1:28. You got off the green at 12:45.
And so they're saying they want to kick us off the hole. And this is former Commissioner Steve Cronister.
Congratulations. You're a real winner.
So they say they want to kick us off the hole because we took a break in between the holes.
The police were called. Their membership rescinded. Jordan Cronister's wife called and apologized. But then in a statement to the L.A. Times, the club seemed to take that back. Monika Ojo was with Sandra Thompson when she recorded that video. Monika, take us back. You well know the rules of golf.
The rule of the game is that you have to keep pace with the people that are in front of you. When we all as a group approach hole two, there was a group already on the green just finishing up. And we saw Steve Cronister actually walking across hole one toward us on hole two. The assumption was that he was coming out to greet us because he wasn't in a cart and he wasn't in any distinguishing clothes that indicated that he was connected to the Grandview Golf Course. And so he approached Karen Crosby and myself and said, "I am the owner. You need to pick up the pace."
This was on the second hole.
This is the second hole.
You just started. Okay.
Yes.
So what are you thinking at this point?
You know, just to comply and keep up with everyone, we just skipped hole three and went to four. And so as we approached 10, there were some other players just about ready to tee off. The guys that were standing there with the beers came over to us and said, "Well, you're going to have to leave the course." And we're like, "What?" Three of the women, which were Sandra Harris, Karen Crosby, and Carolyn Dow, were too upset to play anymore. And so they left.
Well, this group of men is now crowded around you, including Jordan Cronister, the owner. Let's listen to a little.
Remove yourself from our premises,
please.
In the next 5 minutes, please.
Jordan, because the authorities
okay.
have been called.
Just back off.
Okay.
Yes, back off.
How are you feeling at this moment?
We can't believe this is happening. We felt threatened. They were approaching us. The other guy was holding them back. This has been totally devastating.
Let me ask you something, Monika. If there was some sort of way of calculating how much time you spent on each hole, and then the average is, you know, like supposed to be 15 minutes, 13 minutes, 15 minutes. If it turned out that you were slowing the pace, do you think in that case it would be justified that someone come out and kick you off?
Okay, not in the manner in which it occurred. The protocols of the course is that we're respectful to each other. We're respectful to the players that are ahead of us. And we're also very respectful to those that are behind us. So our goal always is to keep pace with the people that are in front of us. We finished up 8 holes in 1 hour and 45 minutes. And that was with 5 players. The rules of the game at that particular course is that you have to finish up 18 holes in 4 hours and 15 minutes.
Do you think it's because you were 5 black women?
Yes, and both equally, both the gender aspect of it and the racial aspect of it. I strongly feel that the approach was based on the racial aspect of it. I strongly feel that the perception of them thinking that we were playing slowly was because of the fact that we were women. That is a bias in the sport, is that women play slower.
This happens as there are other stories like this. As you well know, the 2 young black men at a Starbucks, police called on them, police called on you. Is this a life that you are aware of just suddenly becoming visible? Or are we in some kind of a moment here, do you think? There's more.
Well, I think this has always existed, but it's also contributed to people being more emboldened, being confirmed. You know, there's confirmation now in society that this type of behavior is acceptable on the part of the owners and on the part of people that think like them.
Well, as you well know, JJ, the wife of Jordan Cronister, who's the man in the sunglasses who comes at you in the video. She apologized. They seem to be taking back that apology.
Uh-huh.
But they're also saying that she, JJ, and her husband Jordan hope to meet with your larger group of African-American golfers, Sisters on the Fairway, to talk about how this could be a learning experience. Do you want to do that?
It was a horrific experience. It was very, it created a lot of anxiety. We had a lot of high hopes for, participating and contributing to this course. And so that the men, the York County Black Golfers Association, many of their members rescinded the memberships.
In response. Monica, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Monica Ojo. And by the way, she says she and her golf buddies are considering that meeting with the Grandview Club owners in York, Pennsylvania, but just not now. They, by the way, the club owners, declined our request to talk. They said they had nothing to say.